Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barazande. I am incredibly giggly and excited today, and I am very, very honored that you chose from your highest self to come here today and create this space, not for me or even our guest Karen Curry, but for you, the part of you that chose and that brought you here, and all of these incredible serendipities that took place to get you here. It's almost a miracle to imagine all of the things that had to come together perfectly in the universe so we could have this space, and it was all orchestrated by you to unveil and unleash a new part of yourself, a higher part of yourself, the next chapter of you. And so I just want to honor that part of you that had the wisdom to bring you here, and I want to share the possibility that today is going to be another huge quantum leap forward in your awakening, as every day is, and I want to share what we're doing and get you ready. So where to begin? Well, what we're going to be talking about today is understanding human design, the science of discovering who you truly are, how you are designed, and we are going to be reviewing this, and you're going to get all of the information about who you are and how to understand what makes up the critical pieces of you. And one of the things that I feel very strongly about is understanding the unique way that your system operates. We can change the energy. We can put good energy in. We can put good thoughts in. We can remove low energy vibration. However, there's a certain role, design, way that you orchestrated your experience on this planet to unfold. There's a certain program that your life path will move you through, a certain way that the wheels of your life come together. It's unique to you. There's nobody else that can live that. That's how special you are. And when you understand more about that, and you understand how that works, how that happens and functions the smoothest, most efficient, most magical way, you will then change your life in a huge way. And I have a personal story with Karen Curry. I'm going to share that. But what I want to do is go over some things that we're going to cover. First of all, last week, I sent out an email, I think it was around Monday, and I said, if you want a human design chart, then just click this link. And we had over 2,500 people do that, and they received a human design chart. And if you have that, or if you got that, please, you can open it up right now, and you can follow along. You could print it out. You could have it on your computer. If you don't have it, or if you didn't get that opportunity, that's okay. There's going to be a chance to go deeper and get that again. So even though you won't be able to get it right now, there'll be an opportunity at the end of the call to get that, so that's okay. And if you don't have any of it, that's okay too, because we're going to give you a ton of things that will change your life on the call. Now, the other thing I'm going to say is you can also go and get some handouts that are going to explain a little more about what's going on and how everything works at this page, youwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. That's where you listen to the webcast. You can click the link. It shows a picture, and it says, you know, get the slideshow PDF, Welcome to the World of Human Design. You can just click that. That will open up, and you can follow along with that, and that's yours to keep, a free gift from Karen as well. If you don't have that, or if you're driving and you say, Jerry's, I don't have any of those things, listen, that's fine. That's the way the universe orchestrated it, because you're not here to be looking at anything. You're here to listen and let the vibrations of what we share activate your own unique body's code to this information. So that's fine, too. Be present in the perfectness of wherever you're at as you receive this information. Your body, yourself, has created this portal for it to happen. So let's just be there. So I've laid out the options, and all of them are perfect and good. Now, I want to introduce Karen. I've got to hurry because we have a lot to cover. Karen Curry is an incredible individual. She's an internationally known teacher, speaker. She's the author of several books, including her upcoming book, Understanding Human Design, The Science of Discovering who you are. Now, Karen is also the creator of the Human Design for Everyone training system. Now, she literally began studying Human Design 13 years ago after having a mystical experience when she first saw her own Human Design chart. Those of you that have the chart, you may begin unlocking and awakening many, many things just by looking at that chart. So everyone will want to have one of these charts, whether you have it now or whether you go forward and get it later. Karen realized, however, that she already understood what was in the chart and what it meant. She wanted to share this with the world. She realized that when people understood the way that they're put together, the way that they are designed, I want you to write that down, designed to interact with the universe and with this third dimensional reality and all the other realities, that she could unlock incredible things in people's lives. She's also the single mother of five children, and she was very passionate about sharing Human Design with families. She believes very strongly that raising empowered children who have a clear understanding of who they are and how they operate is crucial to creating huge shifts on the planet. And I've got to tell you, I've already talked with Karen privately about generating two charts for both of my sons so me and my wife can understand how they interact with the universe and all the different realities, and they can have an even better life than we could imagine. Karen has a huge gift you're going to see for being able to translate the information on your chart, whether you have it now or you get it later, in a meaningful way that will catalyze, that will solidify your transformation and actualization. She's conducted over 1,000 Human Design readings, trained over 200 Human Design specialists, and she shares this message all over the world. And really quick, I know I've gone long. There were so many things to cover here, but we're going to talk about things like unlocking your unique way to earn and bring in abundance. We're going to talk about how you can understand what choices you have in life and which ones to choose, which paths to take, which ways you interact with energy to keep you healthy, strong, and abundant, how to leverage your energy so that you take care of yourself and you don't burn out, how to use your intuition and connect to it, and how your design as a being on this dimension is connected to its own intuitive pathway. Does that make sense? We're going to talk about that and your unique role in life. I see a lot of people trying to live in a way that's not them. And so many teachers say, well, do this and you'll have abundance. Well, you're going to find out not everyone is the same. And I'm going to share really quick. I had the reading. Maybe we'll wait till Karen comes on. We'll talk a little bit about that. I'll share some insights. Let's just send a huge amount of love to our guest, Karen Curry, and welcome her on the count of three. One, two, and three. Karen, welcome to the You Author Evolution.
Thank you very much, Darius, and it's just an incredible honor to be here with you and really to be present to share this information with all of your listeners. I will do my best to speak slowly and clearly. I was joking around with your assistant, Sonia, and telling her I am a Texan. On top of being a Texan, I'm incredibly enthusiastic about this material, so I tend to speed up and get really excited. So I'm just really, really thrilled and honored to be sharing this with all of your people. So thank you.
Mm. Well, we must be kindred spirits because I get excited too, and you know I'm in Texas and I start to talk fast, and so I've tried to slow it down because the energy comes through, and that's really what I remember in our reading when we did this. I was astounded because there were things in there. You know, we talked a lot about energy, you and me personally, after the reading, and there was a lot of things that I had been working on for like decades trying to fix in myself that were really just the way that I operate, and there wasn't anything wrong with it. And when you shared a lot of that with me, I realized, like, wait a minute, all these things that I thought were wrong or different, I can't sit still, I've got this energy comes through, I've got all these ideas, and that's the way I was made to operate. I don't need to fix this. I just need to embrace it. And that was a big takeaway. So, what is Human Design? And how did Human Design know this about me? I guess that's where I'm trying to go.
Well, first of all, just because the actual Human Design system, at least from its outward appearance, can look really complicated. You get this really funky chart. It's got all these lines on it. It's got all these numbers on it. It's got all these shapes on it. So I did create the slideshow presentation just so you guys can kind of follow along and at least have a little bit of a visual aid, so I'm not forcing you to sort of sit and imagine it in your mind's eye and the screen inside your head. So as I answer some of your questions today, Darius, I will be using the slides to help you integrate the information better. And just to let you know, on the bottom right-hand side of those slides, and it's tiny, I'm still learning how to use Keynote in my new computer, but there is a little number down there. So if you focus on that number, I will tell you what slide number we're on so that we're all on the same page, so to speak. Human design, and we are actually going to be on moving through slide 1 and 2 and stopping on slide 3. Human design is a really unique system. It's not that old. It's only been on the planet since 1987. It was brought forth by a man named Ra'uhu, who has since passed. And basically, it's a system of personality analysis that is a synthesis of Eastern and Western astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the chakra system, Kabbalah, and quantum physics. And what I think is so beautiful about the synthesis is that even though it's comprised of all of these, you know, very ancient esoteric sciences, it truly is in and of itself a very unique way of understanding yourself. What it generates, and if you go down to slide number 4, basically what it does is it generates a chart. It looks something like this. It's a triangle, and on that triangle there are 9 geometric shapes connected with all these different lines. That triangle is basically a blueprint or a map of how you process energy, or I like to think of it as sort of the interface between your soul and your third dimensional life. This, you know, we talk a lot about free will, and we say we have all these free will, and we do, but there are certain characteristics and qualities to who you are, your gifts, your strengths, your talents, your potential, you know, your potential vulnerabilities, your wisdom, all of that is sort of rolled up into this beautiful energy suit that you wear in this incarnation that facilitates what your soul's intention and your soul's journey is in this lifetime. So that's a really complicated way of saying this is a map for how you operate. When I see this triangle, what it tells me is what's your life purpose, how do you make decisions, what are your strengths, what is your work strategy, what is your perfect work. Maybe it's not even work. There are some people who are not really designed to work. They have a different role in the world.
I remember that.
What are your sensitivities? Where are the places where perhaps you have learning? And on a deeper level, it even shows me where are some of your inherent challenges that I believe that we put into the body graph mix or into the human design system before we incarnate to give us lessons in life to help us grow and evolve. So it's just an incredible map that says so much about who you are.
I'd love to ask this question really quick. You talked about some people that aren't designed that aren't really even here to work. I mean, and that's interesting because there's a lot of people that are very spiritual that maybe are here to use other gifts, and they're struggling trying to do certain things to create abundance or opportunities, and it's just not happening. I mean, would those be some of the things that some of those people might be here to actually experience and manifest as, like, not working but still being abundant?
Well, that's actually what they're in the human design system, and I'll flip through the slides about this in just a second. Mm-hmm. There are five energy types, five different types of individuals, and each of them has a different role. And there are people who are here to manage us and who are here on a different level, not just to manage us, but to manage life force energy, and that's their role in life. But we have such a strong collective consciousness around work, especially. I mean, I would say the theme of work is a place where a lot of us get really bungled up. All of us, I think, get really bungled up. You know, we think, oh, we have to work hard to make money. The only way we can be supported is through our own sweat and blood and effort. You know, we have a lot of really strong, belief systems that if you look at the human design system, and I'm going to jump ahead just really quickly because I know your people can handle this because I know you've got a highly evolved group of listeners, and then I promise I'm going to get back to the more mundane. One of the things that turns me on about design more than anything is that the actual triangle, that chart that you get, which is really to me an archetype of the possibility of everything we could be as people, as a human, as a species, is evolving. It's changing. And what's so beautiful and profound about it is that one of the things that's happening in this evolution is that we are moving towards a consciousness of awareness of unlimited support. And that is going to be a much deeper, much more integrated theme in the archetype of being human, which means that we are moving towards an expression of being human where we know we're supported and we're not creating from a position of lack anymore. And all of us who are incarnated at this time on the planet, we are in this sort of what I call midwifing phase for this new being that's coming into form that we are evolving into that comes from a completely different place that's rooted much more solidly in this awareness that spirit is unlimited and our support as spiritual expressions in form is also unlimited. So that was my jump away segue. And yes, there are some people who have different roles and it's not about working hard and making
okay.
money.
So. Interesting. Now, I want to. Sylvia is asking a question, and probably a great one to start with is: what's the benefit of understanding and knowing human design? What can it do for me? What can it do for Sylvia? What can it do for Wendy? For Kemba? For Trish? For everyone else that's here?
Beautiful, great question. And if you scroll down on your slideshow. If you come to slide number 7, you'll see that one of the things that human design can do for you is it does help you understand your behavioral patterns and habits. So I look at a chart. I actually started using this. I'm a light worker that lived in the closet for a lot of years, and when I first started using human design, I was really wary of telling people, oh, I'm running your chart using this astrology program. So I would, like, secretly run their charts, and I would coach them, but I would be coaching them with this secret human design chart that I had. And I got to the point where I could look at a chart, and in less than a minute, I could go, oh, here's where this person is stuck. And one of the beautiful parts about the chart is it really can show you where you have energetic patterns that might be keeping you from creating what you want in your life. If you go on to the next slide, you'll see there's a very sad slide. Sometimes human design can show us where we carry our pain. And it also gives you a strategy to help you release your pain so that you're not stuck in that pain anymore.
Now, let me ask a question there. I'm going to jump in occasionally.
Yes, yes.
I'm looking at the chart. I know we're going to go through that. A lot of people are saying, oh, that looks really interesting, all these lines. And as I think about it, if we don't understand what those lines mean or how they interact or where energy flows, could we literally keep pain stuck inside of our body? And by pain, I mean physical, personal experiences, trauma, because it looks very detailed there as we see all these interconnections. I mean, it's almost like could something stay stuck if we don't understand how we release it?
I absolutely. And one of the things that we say or what I teach my students is that awareness is key. And, you know, one of the beautiful parts about, you know, getting a human design reading or looking at your human design chart and understanding it is that you start to see that what you think and what feels to you like a really big personal stuff is really oftentimes just artifacts of how you process energy. And when you can shift that awareness, you know, it allows you to move to a place where you can release it. However, as you just said, if you don't get that, you know, and if you don't understand how you operate, yeah, you're going to get stuck, and you're going to get stuck in patterns that go over and over and over again because, you know, your body graph, your human design doesn't change. You know, it's like driving the same car your whole life. You evolve within the car, the body of the car. You know, the driver is always changing.
Right.
But the car, you know, stays the same. The car you're driving is not going to change. And so the behavioral or the energy patterns will continue to be the same. Like, you know, there are people who, and is it all right with you if I share a little piece about your chart? Because this is a piece that I have in my chart, too.
Okay, sure.
There are some people who take in adrenaline energy, and they amplify it, and it gives them a rush and a high. So they like to do things that give them a lot of energy, like speak in front of people or ride motorcycles or that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, that same energy is also sometimes can be pressure, and it's the pressure to get things done, and it's the pressure to get things done so you can be free. So sometimes people with that kind of an energy configuration, and this, by the way, if you're looking at your chart, this comes from the bottom square on your triangle. So if the very bottom square in your chart is white, it means you have a tendency to get under pressure, and it's the pressure to get things done so you can be free. So people with this energy often have a long, long to-do list, and they're constantly trying to get things done, trying to get things done. But if you have this in your chart, you know that your to-do list is always growing, right? There's never a point when you go, okay, done, because as soon as you get there, there's 20 more things to do. So one of your life challenges is to learn how to be free anyway. And one of the things I teach people to do is ask yourself, okay, if I don't do this, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? And a lot of times the answer is nothing. And it's an interesting awareness to have, because you start to learn how to release yourself from being under that pressure constantly, and you begin to move more into a place of beingness rather than constantly being under pressure to do. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you move down to slide 9, you'll see this beautiful woman who's setting herself free. One of the most beautiful things the human design can do is show you who you are and what your life purpose is. And this is, you know, I didn't used to do design readings with this incorporated into it, but in the last 5 years especially, my clients have been calling me and saying over and over again, why am I here? What's my purpose? And I find that the chart is just so beautiful in demonstrating to people their life purpose, why they're here, and what they're here to do. And, of course, most importantly, in addition to that, if you scroll down to slide 11, what design does is it teaches you your unique decision-making strategy. It's a powerful way to teach you how to make the right decisions for yourself. And if you think about it, everything that you've done in your life, you've gotten to that point because of your choices. When you understand your human design, you learn how to make the choices that are right for you. And I'm going to put the emphasis on right for you, because we are told so much stuff. You should do this. You should go out and just do it. You should get a job. You should focus on one thing. You should do more than one thing. You should, you know, people are always telling us what to do. This tool gives you the inner authority to discern and to make choices about what's right for you and to discover for yourself what's right for you. You know, your definition of what's correct for you is your very own. There are 7 billion different ways to be successful and abundant on this planet. Human design helps you find your very own.
I'll make a quick note, because as we were researching and really going through this, I actually, like I said, went through a reading, and we really took time to find the amazing power of this before we showed it. And one of the people that I had gathered some information on was someone named Lori Miller, who had been searching for like 50 years to try to figure out their life. And when you said there's 7 billion ways to be abundant, this person spent 50 years trying to find the exact way to really live their life. And she wrote in and said, human design changed my life. I have more confidence in myself knowing that I am on the right path. Finally, after 50 years of trying to figure it out, I think about, if there's so many different ways, I could spend a million years and maybe never really get it, but I could also just open up to what I am and know.
Well, and I think the time is right on the planet, too, for that. You know, people, as we come together, I think, and continue to shift and evolve, you know, I'm not going to say necessarily a new world, but continue to evolve into a higher place of consciousness. You know, we all have the perfect place in that evolution. And the evolution is so much easier for all of us when we're all doing what we came here to do. You know, you asked me a little bit earlier, you know, what happens if somebody's not, you know, in so many words you said, what happens if somebody's not living true to themselves, you know? And the truth is, the more off the chart your life is, so to speak, meaning the more you're living a life that is an inauthentic reflection of yourself, a life that is not your truth, the more pain I think you experience in every area of your life. Your relationships don't feel right, work doesn't feel right, your finances doesn't feel right, your body doesn't feel right. You know, and part of that is just really, truly, we're hardwired to be happy. We're hardwired to be abundant. And when we're not living true to ourselves, we end up experiencing the lack of abundance, not because we're screwing up, not because we're broken, but that's just our higher self's way of telling us, excuse me, you need to move a little bit more over to the left.
Okay. Wow. All right, I want to get started going through some of the different specifics of this, and I assume this is where if people have a chart, they could probably follow along and get, you know, get some of their specifics. There's 2,500 of you that have the chart, so I know there's going to be a lot of value. Those that don't, you know, just listen in as we go through some of the examples, and there'll be a chance to get a chart at the end of the call. Take it away.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jared. Mm-hmm. All right, if you scroll down to slide number 12, you'll see a slide that says 5 energy types. In the human design system, there are five energy types. And if you are looking at your chart, below the section of the page that your chart is on, beneath the triangle, there's actually, it'll tell you, it'll say type, colon, and it'll show you your type. The five types are the manifestor, and this is slide number 13. Manifestors are approximately 9% of the population. In slide number 14, sorry, I went backwards. It's slide number 14. The second type is called the generator. Generators are approximately 37% of the population. If you go now to slide 15, you'll see that the third type is called the manifesting generator, and they are approximately 33% of the population. The fourth type is called the projector. They're approximately 20% of the population. And then the last type, but definitely not the least type, is called a reflector. And reflectors are actually quite rare. They're less than 1% of the population. So down to slide 18, each energy type plays a role. And this to me is where the real beauty is. If you can imagine that the entire face of humanity is a puzzle, each one of us has a very important piece in the puzzle. And I always have to stop my students roll their eyes at me because they're so sick of this story, but I think it's just the best way to explain this. You know, I have five kids. I also have an incredibly neurotic dog and some insane cats. And in my house, if you ever get a puzzle out, you know, odds are that there's always going to be at least one piece missing. The second odds are that somebody's going to get frustrated if the puzzle has more than 10 pieces, even if the puzzle doesn't have more than, I have a 3-year-old, she gets frustrated with smaller puzzles, and something always happens to the pieces. Either the edges get frayed, the dog chews it, somebody's trying to squish it into the wrong place. If you got a puzzle and a piece is missing or a piece is torn or the edges are banged up, and you know the entire face of that puzzle doesn't come together in the beautiful way in which it was created. Each one of us in that individual unique role is crucial to the full expression of the beauty of that whole puzzle. So when we look at humanity, even though we might be one of 7 billion plus expressions of the divine incarnated form on the planet at this time, our piece is not insignificant. In fact, it's wildly and magnificently significant. Who you are and fulfilling your unique role is crucial to the full expression of humanity as a whole. So let's take a minute and let's go through the different types and their roles. So if you go to slide number 19, in the manifestor, which is really our very unique type here, they are, if you imagine that if we're putting on a show or we're putting on a theatrical presentation, the manifestor metaphorically has the role of being the producer. Manifestors are here to start the ball rolling. This is the energy type that initiates things. They are, of all the human design types, and this is the part that cracks me up, they are the only type that is designed to just go out and do things. And what I find so funny about that is that means that 92% of the population is actually designed to dance with the universe and to let the universe bring stuff to them. It's only the 8% that's designed to just go do it. And yet, ironically, how many of us are told that in order to be successful in life, you just got to go out and make it happen? You just got to go manifest your destiny, right? And it's
now say that again because I may have lost you. I think some people are asking. You said repeat that statistic again because I really want people to get this. Mm-hmm. Say it one more time.
92% of us are not designed to go out and just make it happen.
Wow.
Okay. 92% of us are designed to dance with the universe, meaning 92% of us are designed to allow the world to unfold in front of us and follow the cues. But most of us are deeply conditioned by our society, by our belief systems, by our experience of energy in the world. And truth be told, a lot of us in the personal growth and development industry are guilty of this. We tell people, go make it happen. And it's not that, and I really want to clear this up because sometimes I get emails about this. We are all designed to manifest. Unfortunately, there's, a vocabulary issue here. We are all really, in the non-human design world, we're all manifestors, okay? We are all designed to manifest. Everybody is designed to be abundant. Everybody is designed to have a great life, okay? So when we say the word manifestor, don't think, oh, I'm not a manifestor. Does that mean I don't manifest? Everybody manifests. But the way in which we manifest is different according to our unique human design type. So the manifester is the type that gets the ball rolling. This is the one rare type that can actually go out and make things happen. Most people can't do that. And any of you who have had that experience in life, you may have had that, where you go out and you try to make something happen. You get an idea, you get inspiration, you roll up your sleeves, and you just go out and make it happen. And for most of us, that doesn't work. We get some kind of results, some of us don't get any results. Some of us get backwards results when we try to do things like that. And it's just because we're not entering into our relationship with whatever it is that we are creating correctly according to our human design type.
Okay.
So let's go through and let's keep looking at the other types. So our second type here, and we are on slide 20, our second type here is called a generator. So generators are here to provide the workforce energy. They're the true builders in the world. So if you think about going back to the metaphor of the theater production, it's the generators who are going to build the stage. They do the lights and the camera and the action. They're the workers and the worker bees. They're here to actually do the physical labor. I call it moving the mud and the mundane. You know, they're the ones that do the work. And the thing is, they like to do the work. As long as they're doing the right work, they are thrilled.
Right.
They want to work, okay? Our third type, slide 21, is also workforce energy. And they are also builders. Our manifesting generators are also builders. There's a subtle difference between the generator and the manifesting generator, and the only real difference is that the manifesting generator tends to move a little bit faster on the front end. The differences are really too subtle to really kind of pull into in this particular talk today. But
okay.
The manifesting generator goes a little bit faster. The generator is more slow and steady, wins the race. But ultimately, they're both designed to work. So when you look at the population, 70% of our population, 70% of us are designed to work. But it has to be the right work. It has to be the work that turns us on. Because while we can fake it, the generators and the manifesting generators can just go get a J-O-B and be fine. But their life force energy will be turned down to like low burn on the burner of life, okay? They'll get up, they'll go to work, but the joy, the vibrance, the excitement, it goes away.
Wow.
Our next one, number 22, slide 22, if you're scrolling down with the slides, that's our projector. The projector is one of those types that we were talking about that is not here to work. The projector is here to manage and guide and direct others, and they are very wise about energy. And interesting enough, I find a lot of light workers in our community, especially energy healers, are projectors because they are wise about energy and they know how to use energy. So that's one of their greatest gifts. They are here to manage and guide and direct others. Most projectors are not able to work a regular J-O-B. They just don't have the energy for it. And, you think about our work culture. You know, think about what is it like for someone who doesn't have the energy for work. You know, projectors oftentimes will have really, you know, what I call interesting adventures with things like money. Anytime there's any kind of sustainable workforce energy required, a projector oftentimes can't enter into that kind of a work situation without ultimately burning out or fizzling. So when we talk about projectors, we really have to talk about strategies to get them in the right place so that they can do their very important job. I mean, what's a show without a director, right?
Right, exactly.
If you don't have a show with a good director, it's just a bunch of people bumbling around and knocking each other over on the stage, or there's no coherence in the presentation. I mean, we need projectors. But getting them in the right place and recognizing them and finding them and calling them out is a little bit tricky still as we are in this evolution process. So.
Now, I would see a lot of people I don't know if you'd be disproportionate with this group, but a lot of them possibly being in the projector director position. And I've got two questions on that. Number one, what are some, for those that don't have the chart, what are some signs that someone might be a projector director? And then number two, how does that person create abundance? I mean, if they're not in the work, like the work area, like how do they, what would be some ways or some examples, being an energy worker, moving energy around, doing, you know, healing work, would that be a projector director or might that not be? Or, you know, give us some guidance here. We've got a lot of people saying, well, man, that's me. That's probably me. That's why I'm having challenges. I want to be sure we're clear on this and not lead people, you know, the wrong way either.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, let me just say that any type, any energy type can do any kind of work. And that's important.
Okay.
The key is entering into your relationship with that work correctly, which means, and we'll talk about strategy in just a minute, that means you have to make your decisions in the way that's right for your energy type. And if you've made a decision the correct way for your energy type and you enter into a job or whatever work you're doing, then you'll have the energy to sustain it. The trick with the projector, let's say if you don't have your chart and you want to go, well, how am I a projector? This is going to sound really negative, but those of you who are projectors, you're probably going to go, oh, that's me, okay? If you are a projector, when you stand around and you watch other people, you intuitively know exactly what they need to be doing to make their lives better, to stop suffering, to feel better about who they are, to make more money. You're the answer person. You know what people need to do to make their lives better. That's the first one. The second thing is, though, and this is important. As soon as you recognize how to fix people and help them and support them and give them the information they need, and you jump up and you speak it and you share it with them, they either A, ignore you, or B, kind of look at you funny like, who are you and why are you telling me what to do, or C, they react the wrong way with it and they feel like you're bossing them around. So if you're a projector and you're in your family and you, let's say you come together for Thanksgiving and your sister's having a really hard time and she breaks down and starts crying at the Thanksgiving table and you say, well, here's what you need to do, sweetheart. Just go home and tell your husband this. And your sister looks up at you and says, who asked you? You're probably a projector.
Wow.
And now that sounds terrible. Now let me explain because this is really important. As a projector, you are here to manage a group of people. You are here to manage your group of people. You are here to manage the people who value you, who honor you, who trust you, who know the wisdom and the beauty of what you have to offer. And one of the things I tell projectors is this: wait for people to recognize and invite you into sharing that wisdom, and do not share that wisdom with anyone who doesn't ask you, because it's too precious and too valuable for you to just go share with people who don't get it. So it's a difficult path in some ways. You know, it's really hard when you know how to fix the world to stand around and wait for people to ask you. You know, projectors are enthusiastic about their wisdom, and who wouldn't be? But it's a waste of precious energy if they're sharing it with people who aren't ready to hear it yet. So that's kind of the key to recognizing whether you're a projector or not.
Well, and I think knowing that actually would change how you share and value what you know and what comes in intuitively. So I think that was a very key piece. And the next part I wanted to ask you about is the reflector. And this is actually kind of interesting. What is the reflector?
Okay. We are actually on the 23rd slide. A reflector is if you actually see a reflector human design chart, and I'll show you an example of this a little bit later, I think I have a slide in here for this, I'm not sure. But a reflector is actually completely white. The reflector is here to reflect the health of their community. They're like barometers or canaries to see how well are we doing. So a reflector is actually, they actually are what we call lunar beings. They make their decisions and are influenced by the energy of the moon. And I'll share with you just, I'm leaping ahead, but so we can skip these slides later, but one of my favorite reflectors is Michael Jackson. You know, we all thought Michael Jackson was a little unusual, yes? And, well, some of us are like, no, he wasn't, but Michael Jackson was a reflector who was reflecting the health of the entertainment community. And I would very gently say that perhaps what he was reflecting was some of the darker sides of that entertainment industry. And it was a very difficult situation for him, I think, personally. I think he really struggled. I also think it's quite fascinating that as a reflector, he did the moonwalk, right?
Wow.
He was also very fluid in how he expressed himself. I mean, you could kind of see with whoever he was hanging out with, he was kind of reflecting who they were, even to down to a physical level where he physically changed his appearance to be sort of a reflection of the people he was hanging out with, or to, you know, to also kind of transcend, I think, any kind of concrete definition of who he was, because he wasn't concrete in his self-definition. He was very fluid in that respect. If you really look at some of the themes in his music, he has a whole song about the man in the mirror, right?
Right.
You know, there's this whole theme that he has in his body of work that has a lot of reflecting quality to it. You don't meet a lot of reflectors. You do find a lot of them in the entertainment industry because they make great actors and actresses because they are so fluid in their self-expression. But it's a very difficult, it can be, if you don't have self-awareness, sometimes a difficult energy to work with, because when you feel the whole world so deeply, the emotional theme for a reflector sometimes can be disappointment. And the reflector needs a lot of time to make decisions. In our culture, again, in our collective consciousness, we're not big into taking your time with making decisions. We like people to do it and do it fast, right?
Right.
And that really doesn't work for a reflector. So. Okay.
Now, one person was asking really quick the strategy, you know, how do they, I might be a projector, you know, what strategy do I take to go forward in my life? What do I do? And so for that person that asked that question, Eva, and she was talking about money and strategy, I think we're going to move into that next, aren't we, Karen?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's scroll down now. Let's just jump in. If you move down to slide 25, I'll go through the types. Now, each of the human design types has a specific decision-making strategy, and this is really what allows you to move yourself into the right place for your life. So the manifestor has a strategy that's called informing. Manifestors, because they are pure creative beings, they go out and they just do. But because they are such an energetic force, they oftentimes will kind of take people by surprise. You know, so they'll move through a room and they'll go do 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 do, and they're kind of leave, you know, a trail of people with dropped jaws behind them going, I can't believe he just did that. It's an energetic kind of a thing. So the manifestor has a strategy of needing to inform the people who will be impacted by their actions what they're doing. And that's a little tricky for a manifestor, because number one, manifestors are not necessarily articulating in their head what they're doing. They're just doing. They're not sitting there going, okay, now I'm going to go to the other room and I'm going to go get the salt and then I'm going to come back in here. They're just moving. And so for them to stop and have to put words to what they're doing slows them down, and it's frustrating or makes them angry sometimes. The second thing is they have to, you know, there's a fear for the manifestor, because the manifestor is an initiating force and they're really not here to be told what to do. There's a fear that if they tell people what they're going to do, people are going to try to stop them or control them. So a lot of manifestors learn to kind of just very secretly go do what you're going to do and don't tell anybody, because then they won't stop you. And it's not that they're evil or manipulative or anything like that. It's just that they're here to do. And if they're doing gets stopped, it doesn't feel good to them. But let me give you an example. Let's say you're a manifestor. And let's say you sit down to you're going to watch a movie with your wife, and your wife is a generator. And she says, sweetheart, I'm going to go put my sweatpants on. I'll be back, and we can start the movie. And you, being the loving, kind manifestor, you go to the kitchen to fix some popcorn for your wife, for, you know, that you can share together when you watch the movie, and you realize, oh, we're out of popcorn. So as a manifestor, a doing being, you go in your car, you go to the grocery store to go get popcorn. Your wife, in the meantime, comes out of the bedroom all comfortable and ready to sit down and watch a movie, and you're not there.
Right.
And she's like, where did he go? and he, you know, she doesn't know where he is, and she doesn't know what he did. Now, with all of the loving intent, he's at the store to get her popcorn, right? But by the time he gets back, she is PO'd, right? Where have you been? And you didn't tell me where you went, and I didn't know if you were coming back. And now the evening sort of has a darker tinge to it, right?
Right.
So if he had just said, hey, honey, I'm going to go get the popcorn, I'll be right back, that's informing, would it totally change the energy of that dynamic. So it's hard for the manifestor to see why he needs to inform or why they need to inform, but ultimately it really actually saves them time and energy in the long run. So if you scroll down to slide 26, you'll see some famous manifestors include George W. And I always call this guy Al Pacino, and I know that's not his name. It's
Robert De Niro.
Sorry, you've been typecast. Moving down now to slide 27. The strategy for generators is not to initiate. Do not just go do it if you are a generator.
Okay.
So slide 28 is the strategy for the generator is to wait. Slide 29, wait to respond. Now, let's go in and explain what that means, because that's very important for the generator. So when we talk about waiting to respond, and you should be on slide 30 now. Well, it's funny. Some of these slides have numbers and some don't. This is the one that says, I need to take a vacation. So imagine for a minute that you're a generator, and you're at work, and you're burned out, and you're tired of working, and your brain is saying, I need to take a vacation. Now, notice how I said your brain is saying that, Because our brains are always saying things, right? Our brains are giving us all kinds of ideas and thoughts and inspirations. And, of course, we are deeply conditioned to listen to that brain and jump into action. But the truth is, unless you're a manifestor type, that's not correct for us. In fact, if you're a generator or a manifesting generator or a projector or a reflector, if you listen to your brain and just do what your brain says, you're probably feeling pretty frustrated, disappointed, or bitter about some of the outcomes in your life because it hasn't turned out the way you hoped or thought it would. Okay? So that afternoon, slide 31, that's the one where our guy is the doctor. You go to the doctor because you're not feeling very well, and your doctor says to you, you need a vacation. Now, let's talk about the difference between your mind and your outer reality. The generator is designed to respond to its outer reality, meaning things show up outside of you, and you respond to them. It's kind of like this. You know, when we talk about spirituality, and we talk a lot about following the signs, right? You know,
right.
You want to do something, and then you start following the signs. Like when my kids were really little, it was really hot one year in Houston, where I live, and I thought, I have to go to the mountains and see the fall. I haven't seen the fall in so long. So I thought, I'm going to take the kids and go to Pikes Peak. Now, at the time, they were like 2, 4, 6, 8, and everybody thought I was insane. And I thought, well, you know what, I'll wait and see if I get a sign. So I'm driving downtown on the highway in Houston, Texas, and this van pulls up next to me on the highway that says Pikes Peak Florist. I think, well, that's a sign, right?
Wow.
And then on the way home, I see 5 different cars with Colorado license plates, right? These are signs.
Wow.
This is my outer reality talking to me and showing me which direction to go. Another example is one time I was getting ready to put my house on the market, and I was looking for a realtor, and I couldn't find a realtor that I liked anywhere. And I was painting my dining room, and I got on my bike to go to the hardware store because I needed another can of paint. And as I was riding my bike, I rode past the sign of this house. There was a house that was for sale on my yard, on my block, and the sign kind of had this glow to it, and it caught my eye. And in that moment when I saw that sign, my whole being went, oh, that's the realtor. You know, that's how a generator works. You follow the signs, and you also make that sound like you just did. Generators make sounds like this, They're very nonverbal beings when they're really responding from that core gut place that they respond from. But and that's a very different place from your head. So, but as I said, most of us are taught, you know, when you have an idea, you go take your inspiration. So here we have our work guy on slide number 31 and 32 now. He's gotten something from his doctor to respond to now. He got a sign, right? And then on his way home, he sees a bulletin board, and it says, gated luxury vacation communities. Another sign, right?
Okay.
Then when he goes home, slide 33, he gets a postcard from his friend, and it says, wish you were here, and there's a picture of, you know, a beach with a hammock and the shoreline. So, you know, he's gotten very clear signs or indications from his outer reality that he now has something to respond to. He's got not just an idea, but confirmation of that idea in his outer reality. So,
and a big question, Karen, is, I think for everybody here, if you don't really understand how you manifest or how ideas come in and when to take action or when to not, what is the risk? I mean, what is the detriment of not knowing how your energy interacts with the greater, you know, energetic field of the universe?
Well, I mean, the risk is, number one, you'll use a lot of energy getting nowhere and feel frustrated.
Getting nowhere.
Or you'll burn yourself out eventually. You know, one of my favorite stories is actually when I first learned design. Of course, being a super enthusiastic about design, I thought, oh, I'm going to go teach a workshop. You know, idea that came out of my head, right? So
nice.
I made flyers, rented a room, put out press releases. I did everything I knew to do to market a workshop, right?
Right.
Nobody came. Nobody.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, this isn't working at all. And then I thought, well, I did actually really respond because I'm a manifesting generator type. I have to respond. So I waited a couple weeks, and a friend of mine said, gosh, Karen, this is really awesome stuff. You should teach a workshop about it. Ta-da! Something came from outside of me, right? So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to rent the same room. I'm going to do the same flyer. I'm just going to change the dates. I'm going to do the same press release, just change the dates. So I did everything exactly the same. The only difference was I responded. I had 32 people in the room.
Wow.
So
I don't have an explanation for that. I mean, that is so interesting, but you knew how your I guess, divine energy flowed with the universe and then how to utilize it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key. If there are so many complicated things in your chart, any chart. There are layers after layers, and there are a bajillion different ways you can analyze a chart. You can look at spiritual purpose. You can look at where is your punishment from the planet Saturn. You can look at what drives you. You can look at what's your journey in the soul's incarnation. There's so much stuff in this chart. You know, if you sat down with someone to get and you got a reading, a good human design specialist could talk to you about your chart for days. But the real truth is you don't get to live out any of the juicy, fun stuff if you're not making decisions in alignment with your energy type. So if you're out there bumping around and you don't know how to drive your proverbial car, so to speak, you're not going to get to that destination of ease and abundance. You're going to be running into things, doing things that don't work out, feeling frustrated, potentially struggling with money, with relationships, everything, because you're not entering into your relationship or you're not dancing with the divine in a way that's right for you. Your interface isn't working.
Incredible. And what I want to do is talk about some of the, you know, when you work with people, how things shift and what happens in their life. It's fascinating. But take us to the next thing that we need to know. Because I know there's so much here, and we want to get everything to everybody so they can have some big results.
Absolutely. And I just want to add a really quick thing here. We did, and I know you guys did earlier, send out a link to a slideshow that I have that actually incorporates all of these slideshows into a much more in-depth presentation about the basics of design. So there are some people who by design want to go to the depth of information and they want to know everything. And a one-hour presentation is never long enough for you. If you're investigative by nature and you're curious by nature, and there are people who are, then I just want you to know that link to the slideshow and the presentation, you should have gotten it earlier. And Darius, maybe you and I at some point can talk about going more in depth with it if you need to. The manifesting generator, again, we're on slide 36 now, and the number is on that one. It's kind of like a buy one, get one free sort of a deal. If you're a manifesting generator, you got a little bit of manifestor energy in you. That you also have that generator energy in you, which can be a really interesting combination because it basically means you still absolutely, under no circumstances, is there any exception, you still need to wait to respond. But because you're super ultra fast, it's easy for you to miss when you're responding and when are you going out and trying to make things happen. So it's really crucial for the manifesting generator, as hard as it is, to sometimes slow down and wait for that outer reality and confirmation. You are a doer. But you are a responding doer if you are a manifesting generator. So just to make the subtle distinctions there, the strategy is still wait to respond. But it is also sometimes good for a manifesting generator just because, again, you move so fast to also look at who's going to be impacted by your choices and make sure you're also informing them just like a manifestor would. So you never get to go out and just do it. You still have to wait. But the truth is, as a manifesting generator, you're not going to wait very long. The universe will very quickly deliver what's correct for you. All you have to do is respond, then inform people that you're going to go do this, and then go do it. So if you scroll down to slide 38, this one is really important because this is the one we talked about a little bit. If you are a projector, slide 39, you have to wait to be invited.
Wow.
And the thing is, and this is important, when you go to slide 40, it's not about being invited into the little things. You don't need to wait for somebody to invite you to go get gas. You don't need to wait for somebody to invite you to do your laundry, okay? You can go live a regular, normal life in between invitations, but you are here to wait to be invited for the big things, like friendships, romance, career and work opportunities, and where to live. This is on slide 41, and if you are a projector, if you don't take anything away from this presentation, take this with you, okay?
Okay.
You are here to be invited into the big things in life. So wait. While you're waiting as a projector for those invitations, follow your passion. Do what's fun. Enjoy your life. You know, learn things. Take classes. Go out and be in the world. But don't go move for no reason just because, you know, you felt inspired to. don't go take initiating kind of actions with your life, because you'll A, use a lot of energy, and B, you might not be available when that opportunity shows up for you to be invited to. Now, I'm going to share, I have to share the story because this is such a great story for projectors.
Okay.
My former spouse is a projector, and he is one of my very best friends. We have a really great divorce, which is funny, but we have a great divorce. And he has always, his whole life, wanted to be a professional dancer and a professional actor. And he at one point was living here in Houston, and he decided as a projector that he was not going to do anything until he got an invitation. He was really frustrated with trying to force things to happen, and it wasn't working. So he said, okay, that's it. I'm a projector. I'm just going to sit here and wait for somebody to invite me. Now, a lot of projectors will say to me, well, if I don't do anything, nobody's going to notice me. Nobody's going to see me. It's like I'm going to be invisible. But here's what happened for him, and this is a magical story, and I hear variations on this story all the time. He was at home. Somebody knocked on the door. He answers the door. It's a beautiful woman. She says, I'm selling coupon books. Would you like to buy one? And he said, well, I don't really have any money right now. And she said, they kind of struck up a conversation, and she said to my husband, my ex-husband at the time, she said, you're a pretty funny guy. You should come down to the comedy club. Ding, 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 little invitation, right? And he
goes,
he goes, oh, okay. And she goes, you know what? We're having auditions at the comedy club for actors. Here's my guy. He wants to be an actor, right? Somebody comes to the door and invites him to be an actor, okay? How weird is this, right? So he goes down. He goes to this audition. He gets the role at the comedy club. Okay, how many actors go to audition after audition after audition after audition trying to get a role at a comedy club? You know, that's a big gig, right?
Exactly.
He didn't do anything except sit at home. That is the magic that is available to the projector when they stop moving and they wait and they trust. And this is the big challenge for the projector. It's
trust
that the invitation
yeah.
is going to come. So.
Because I can feel a lot of people, there's energy here of a lot of people that have had their big opportunities coming at them, and they don't know that they're designed to trust and move forward from that, and they're actually trying to propel it into motion by maybe doing something on their own versus letting something come to them and then trusting that. It's sort of like, you know, you're surfing in the ocean. Say, well, I'm not going to take that big wave coming and surf it. I'm going to just try to make my own wave and ride that. And for some people, that's just not going to be the way it works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I joke, I call this... This is the backup plan for God.
Yes.
I'll wait, but I'm only waiting until Thursday. And after Thursday, if this hasn't fallen into place, then I'm taking action, right? So,
yes.
And it is, you know, it is a little bit challenging for the projector. I mean, I go up, my students rag on me. They say I pay too much attention to the projectors. But the thing is, you know, sometimes as a projector, you watch other people, the generators and the manifesting generators, bounce around and get all these opportunities all the time. Ding, 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 things are happening. And it can kind of feel like it's not fair. And the thing that's important to understand is, as a projector, you have a very important role, and it's very unique. And those opportunities won't come at the same speed for you, because you're here to do something completely different. And the more you line up with the value of who you are and you embrace the value of what you have to offer the world, the more that invitation comes. The real challenge for the projector is to stay out of bitterness. And I hate to say that, but if the projector can keep in that space of knowing how valuable they are and trusting that the invitation will come and staying out of the bitterness, the invitation comes rather, it can come much more quickly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes total sense. I want to get a sense of kind of a feel for kind of where people are at. And one person saying this makes a complete sense, because I've been waiting for things to happen, but I haven't trusted enough. It feels like I can actually begin to trust and look for the opportunities that come my way. Okay, so I want to ask this question, and as we go forward and kind of looking at the chart. This idea, I was looking at the big things on page 41, friendships and romance and career and work opportunities and where to live. How do we really, as all these different types, how do we put ourselves in the right position for the magic of life to unfold? I assume there's just different rules based on who you are and what your chart says, right? Because most of us, that's what we want. We want the magic of life. We want to feel like we're in the juice, in the flow, where we're supported and loved and things happen. I mean, any general ideas there?
Well, here, this is what I teach my, this is what I teach my students, and this is what I work with my clients. And in a way, just so that people know, I'm a little bit of a renegade in the human design community. Not a lot of human design people approach it this way. But basically, you know, I think human design is allows you to make a very beautiful marriage between conscious and deliberate creation and what I, and again, what I call dancing with the universe. So no matter what your type, I think the most important piece for you is to get clear about what you want. And I don't mean you have to be so clear that you make your dream board with your perfect house and your perfect car and your perfect wife and your perfect, it doesn't have to be like that. But certainly you have to have a little bit of clarity and intention around what would feel good to you. And once you have that bit of that clarity, then wait and enter into it for most of us, except for the manifestors, and I'll address them in just a second. Wait and let the opportunity show up in the way that's right for you. So if you're a manifesting generator or a generator, let the universe show you the sign that, okay, this is the next step. If you're a projector, wait for the recognition and the invitation to show you, okay, this is the next step. If you're a reflector, and we didn't talk a lot about reflectors, but reflectors have to wait 28 days of the full cycle of a moon before they have told, before they know whether they have clarity or not. So if you're a reflector, give yourself time to really feel your way through your decision. And reflectors oftentimes have to talk to other people to see their decisions reflected through others. So take your time, talk to your friends, really feel your way through your choice. And if you're a manifester, you know, check in with your own intuition about correct timing, and when you sense that the timing is correct, then take action. But it has to start first with that clarity of intent, and certainly a lot of people, and by design, some people are designed to not have as much clarity as others. There are certainly some people that come to the planet, and from the very start, they're like, my oldest son is like this. At 2 years of age, he said to me, Mom, when I grow up, I'm going to be a filmmaker. And by God, he grew up, and he's a filmmaker, okay? There are people who by design are like that, and he is by design like that. There are some people who are here to eat from the smorgasbord of possibilities of life directions. They can go anywhere. And if you don't have clarity about it, then just say, you know, my intention is to let the universe bring to me exactly what I need to make me happy, and hold that intent. You know, it doesn't have to be so super clear that you block yourself into something that might not be correct for you. And then sit back and let the universe deliver it to you. It's kind of simple, and frankly, get out of your head with it.
Very sage advice, and I think especially when you understand how it's going to come to you, because, you know, for some people it's going to come through a different inspired action. Some people, they're going to have something come forward. Some people, it's going to be generated through them. Some people are there to just sort of sit back and help orchestrate people, and they're going to manifest by orchestrating people's energy or helping people manage their energy. I mean, these are, wow, I mean, these are just incredible things, incredible. Okay. All right, so where are we now? I just want to be sure we're kind of where we are, because there's something here called the energy centers I want to go through. I know we're getting short on time. We're going to go a little bit longer today because I think there's a lot of people writing in saying this is amazing. But what do these energy centers have to do with this whole matrix of our manifestation and possibilities?
I'm going to zip through this part just because it already takes us into the more complicated places, and I'm feeling so strongly that I really want to make sure that we keep the focus on follow your strategy according to type. It really, this, as I said, this is to get super complicated and delicious. People love to go down the rabbit hole of understanding all these pieces, and it's a cool, cool thing to understand. But at the same time, to get the real benefit of who you are and living authentically true to your type, it's really simple. Follow your strategy. If you're a manifester, take action when it feels correct and inform. If you're a generator and a manifesting generator, wait to respond. If you're a projector, wait for the invitation. If you're a reflector, wait till you have clarity. It's really that simple. Don't make it more complicated. So if you go to slide 47, though, just for fun, you'll see there's a little diagram, and a lot of people say, well, what are all these geometric shapes on the chart? These shapes are called energy centers. There are 9 centers in the chart. Each center is responsible for processing different kinds of energies. When you whatever's colored in on your chart is what we call defined or consistent. So if you've got colors on your chart, that's what's available to you energetically all the time. That's really actually the truth of who you are. That's your consistent personality and your consistent energy. Anything on the chart, by the way, that's white is where you take energy and information in from the world around you. So if you have a lot of white on your chart, it means you take in a lot of energy from the world around you, and probably you feel the world a little bit more deeply. It doesn't mean, by the way, if you have a lot of color in your chart that you're not sensitive. There are other ways to be sensitive, too. I am going to take, watch me do this, Darius. I'm going to take 5 minutes, if we have that much time, and I'm just going to very briefly walk through each one of these centers just to give you a taste of some of the other cool parts of the chart. And that's all I'm going to do in terms of covering it because, as I said, I really want to make sure we keep our focus on live your type and strategy. And if you really want to go deep into it, there are other ways that you can personally learn more about how you work and how you operate. So if you go to
I personally am just so fascinated and, I mean, so excited for people because I think, just to say this, there's so many people writing in right now saying, oh, my gosh, I that was the opportunity I could have taken. I knew when that person, you know, came into my life that there was something moving me in my heart that was where I needed to go. And I didn't trust it because someone else was telling me, well, you know, you've got to make your own way. You've got to create your own opportunity. And someone was coming with a great opportunity for that person. Another person had written in talking about a business opportunity that they had the chance to start from the ground floor, but they were thinking, well, I need to wait for someone to come help me, and they actually were a manifestor, and so that opportunity there was something they were here to put to bring forward. So I'm seeing people sort of like light bulbs turn on. I just want to share that, Karen, because you don't see that on my end. We've got the questions coming in, but light bulbs are coming on for people, and this is very, very exciting. So keep going, and I love this. I love it.
All right. So the top of the chart, the triangle pointing up, we are on slide 48, by the way, is called the head center. The head center is the center for ideas and inspirations. Now, as I go through these centers, you guys, how you use these energies are going to be different depending on whether they're colored in and open, and it's going to be unique to each of you depending on your chart. So I'm literally just explaining what the center is. How it works for you will be different depending on your unique chart. So if you go to slide 49, this is called the Ajna. The Ajna is the green triangle pointing down. It is the center for concrete thinking, analysis, data processing, and storage. And let me just very lovingly and very gently say, this is the place where a lot of us get bungled up. We think this is our decision-making center, but it's not. It's just data storage, okay? I joke with my students. I tell them, real life in design, real life happens below the neck, okay? So slide number 50, this is called the throat center. The throat center is the center for communication and manifestation, and depending on how it's designed on your unique chart, it'll tell me what you're here to talk about, what your wisdom is in terms of communication, and your best style for manifesting and creating and ultimately being heard in the world. Slide 51 is called the G center. This is the center for self-identity, love, and direction. And as I said, some of us are here to go in one fixed direction. Some of us are here to eat from the buffet of life's directions. So don't be discouraged if you feel like you've gone in 20 different directions in your life and people have always said to you, you need to just pick one thing and stick with it. You know, that's right for some people. That's not right for a lot of people. And you might be one of those people that is not supposed to go one direction. How boring is that for some of you, right? So slide number 52, this is called the heart center or the will center. This is where willpower lives in the chart. And frankly, one of my favorite jokes about design is that 7/8 of us do not have willpower, as if we didn't know that, right? So the thing is, we are very deeply conditioned by society to try to use willpower to make things happen. Like, we're going to use our willpower to go to work, or we're going to use our willpower to commit to exercise, right? And the truth is, that's not actually the best way for most of us to be inspired to take action. Willpower doesn't work, and most of us are pretty clear on that, right? So so this is the will center. It's also the place where we have the opportunity, depending on how it's designed in your unique chart, this is the place where you have the opportunity to learn how to surrender to divine will on the spiritual level of analysis.
Okay.
So slide number 53, this is the sacral center. That's the red square. Only generators and manifesting generators have the red square. Everybody else has a white square. If you have a red square, it means you are here to work, and this is also the seat of life force energy, meaning it's all about work and sex in the center, okay? So, and anything associated with sex, which takes
sustainable energy. Well, I mean, and truthfully, yeah, I mean, that is your energy. I've got to go back and look at my chart. Don't tell me. Oh, I do have that? I thought I would. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to be appropriate here. But that's interesting because a lot of it's just grounded in the energy comes from sort of the physicality of life and connecting to that and sex and sort of energy things and exercise and things being very powerful centers of energy. So that's very good to know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is actually where if you think about the energy for work, it makes sense that it comes from this place because, you know, most of us work. Why do we work? I mean, you know, a lot of us are working because we have families to take care of, and it's the sustenance upon which our tribe is fed, right? So, taking care of a tribe does require a certain degree of life force energy. And it doesn't mean, by the way, if you have that center white, it doesn't mean you're not here to have a family or you're not here to take care of your family. It's just the way in which you go about it will be different than the sheer effort and the sweat of your brow.
Okay.
The next center, if you go to slide 54, is the emotional solar plexus.
Okay.
Half of us have our own emotional energy and half of us are empathic, depending on what's in your unique chart, just to let you know. Slide 55, the triangle on the left side is the spleen, as the center for intuition, health, survival, and time. And again, depending on how it's configured, we're all intuitive by design, but knowing how that's configured in your unique chart will help you know how your intuition works and help you trust yourself more. The last little center, we talked about this one at the very beginning, is called the root center, and it's the center for adrenaline energy and also pressure and stress. So, I just want to show you these just to show you some of the other layers of understanding and possibility of awareness in the charts. But it's just, these are just the 9 different ways that we process different kinds of energies. And again, each one of you is going to be unique depending on what's in your personal chart, and how you use those energies is going to be influenced by what's colored in, what's white. And also, if you look at all those little lines, these are channels or circuits of energies, just like the circuit board in your house or in your car. Your circuitry in your chart is also going to very much, you know, influence who you are, what your life purpose is, what your strategy, not so much your strategy. Your strategy is always defined by type, but who you are, what your life purpose is, what your strengths are, where your potential vulnerabilities are, what you're attracted to. You know, it tells me a whole lot about the depth and the richness of who you are and what you're here to do in this lifetime. Okay, I did it.
Wow. Wow. Now, I want to say this. A quick question came in from Justine, and she says, well, why can't I just clear out any negative energy that I may be holding and then sort of fall into place into the life I was born to live? And that's a really key piece, because there's a lot of people out there teaching, and many of the guests here teach, you know, it's like if we get rid of the negative energy, if we sort of bring into our higher energy, like we'll automatically fall into the right life we're born to live. Is that, I'm going to be controversial, is that true, is that false, or is that sort of not the whole story perhaps, and there's a bigger awakening?
Yeah, no, I think that's a very key element. I think absolutely, you know, you and a lot of that is going through a process in design we call deconditioning, meaning you've got to let go of those old energy patterns that you've been taking in from the world around you for your whole life to get back into sync with who you truly are. And certainly, once you're in sync with that, you know, the opportunities will come to you correctly according to type. And when you understand your human design piece, and this is why I always teach human design is the missing piece. All of these other beautiful teachers that you have, everything they're saying is absolutely true and totally complementary to this system, because this, as I said, this is the operating manual for your physical life. This is the interface from all of that universal wisdom that we're getting and understanding, and all of this consciousness expansion. This is the little piece that goes, how do I integrate all of this understanding with my real mundane world? And this is that awareness. I do it this way. I respond, or I wait for an invitation. You know, it's that little key. It's the operating manual for how your little body graph car works in this lifetime. And it's not in any way, I think, you know, does not in any way fly in the face of what everybody else is teaching. It's complementary in every way.
But it's kind of like someone saying, well, if you understand the directions of how to build this amazing thing that you bought, like I bought this great playset for my kids the other day, and they could play around and do all these things, and if they get in it, it's going to be phenomenal, because they can play with all these shapes, and they can roll around, and they can jump up and down, these little five-month-old boys. But if I didn't have the instruction manual of how to put what piece into what piece, it doesn't matter how much I try, I couldn't get that darn thing together. You know, yeah, it's going to be great when it's all together, but maybe I'm going to need some help getting it to the finished form so I can experience it as it was intended to be. And that's kind of where I see this really coming in.
Well, and I just would add to that, if you can, you know, if you can imagine that you're in a car, that your human design body graph is the car, you know, you really have a choice for how you're going to choose to ride in that car. The car is going to go where it's going to go no matter what. That's the destiny of your soul. It's going to take you a certain places. But you have a choice. You can either sit in the passenger seat and scream at the driver, right? Don't go there, go left, right? That's like driving with my mom, right? Or, you know, you can get in the back seat and enjoy the champagne and the caviar and the view as the magnificent world passes you by and you ride in this luxurious vehicle that gives you everything you need. So, you know, what is the real question is, what are you going to choose for the quality of your ride?
Right, and it's kind of like swimming upstream versus downstream. It's like you could try to swim upstream and have it difficult and wonder why everyone's having this enjoyable life, or you could go with the current that really is designed for you, is what I'm feeling, is like there's a certain current life path that was designed for you. You just have to know how to access that.
Makes sense.
Okay, now I've got some questions I want to cover, and I know we've gone long. As you've worked with people, as you've done this, I mean, I have pages and pages of people who seemingly seem like things were impossible for them, and then once they did this, life got a lot easier. One person said, once I started my human design following it, everything in my life got easier. My relationships improved. My husband and I are closer. Even my adult children are opening up and trusting me. My body is healthier and stronger than it's been in years. I know who I am. I feel relaxed about making contributions. It's so wonderful to live without resistance. Shauna Delgado. What are some stories and things that you've seen? And particularly, let's talk about maybe some of the big couple areas, finances, body health, relationships, and life purpose. I mean, any things that come to mind?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I see, if we talk about money, for example, because that's a big one, you know, we all work with this idea that, you know, you go to make money, you go get a job. And I work with so many people who are struggling and frustrated because they're going and they're showing up for their work. But, you know, the money's not really coming. It's not shifting. You know, they get a little bit of raise, but it's not kind of what they're intending. And it's so common for me. You know, when my clients start following their strategy, the unexpected invitation or the unexpected opportunity will show up, and all of a sudden now they're in a different position, and all of that money that they've been intending and hoping for and manifesting kind of really sort of drops in out of the sky. I was just working with a client of mine last week who's been a long-term client of mine, and we were working very hard on getting her to a different position in a different job. And by design, she's not the type that's a huge risk taker. She likes to move from one foundation to the next. It's very uncomfortable. Some people are not designed to take, you know, huge leaps, and they're uncomfortable with that. So we finally, you know, she's been very slowly building this business on the side, and, you know, so that she could move from her J-O-B into this other business. And she finally was able to make this leap last November and kind of got herself to where she was going from one salary to an equivalent sort of income. Now that she's in this position of doing what she loves and what she's passionate about and what she's responded to all along, since November of last year until the end of January of this year, her monthly income has doubled every month. So it's all about being in alignment with her truth and being completely authentic with what she's choosing, allowing herself to move into it in a way that was correct according to her type and her unique design, and really, really following, you know, those divine breadcrumbs that put her in that place that was correct. You know, sometimes people talk about, you know, overnight change and overnight transformation, and certainly with design, you can instantly have some different unique results that can shift your life dramatically. But I find that, you know, it's a gradual process to sort of move into this relaxation around who you are and embrace this authentic piece of yourself and begin to integrate, a lot of times for my clients, literally integrate a completely 180-degree different reality that is so true to who they are and so in alignment with who they are. And I watch people over and over again recover from burnout, recover from adrenal issues, recover even sometimes from weight issues because they learn how to use their bodies and they learn how to sense who they are. And most importantly, they get out of the pain of hiding the truth of who they are from the world. You know, nobody is here to be invisible. Nobody is here to not be seen. We all have a beautiful place. And when you move into that place, all of a sudden, you know, everything is in sync and the flow happens.
Mm. Yeah, I feel that. I feel the energy of that. It's like it's coming into our field of that ease and flow by really understanding the way that each person's energy is designed to interact with the greater field of energy. It's like a, you know, a positively charged electron is going to basically revolt against another positively charged, type of molecule. They're not going to connect. Yet, if we were trying to like push these two together, it'd be very difficult. Yet, it's going to be attracted to something else. And I think that's really the key to this is understanding like what is going to draw you in life, what's going to move you forward, what's not. And what is going to be the way that you interact with the greater energy field and change your place in the field? Because like somebody kind of struggling against the wrong energy, you're not going to move in the field. And the field placement being what are you going to get in this world that is really what you want and what you're really going to expand you in the greatest way for joy and peace and opportunity and happiness. Okay, I've got a few questions really quick coming in about specifics. Aileen and Renew had questions about the color, and they said, how do I know if my chart is more color or more white?
That's a good question. Hopefully, her chart is in multiple colors and not black and white. And basically, there are 9 energy centers. I would just do the math. If you have 3 or more of those geometric shapes colored in white, then you would have more openness.
Okay.
If you have just a little bit of color in your chart and it looks like there's a lot more white, you probably have more openness or more white on your chart.
Okay, very good to know. Now, I wanted to ask this. A lot of people are trying to figure out, number one, how can I get a chart, and then what can I do to go deeper and really begin to like have some deeper understanding of this. And I know you actually take clients through and people through, and we have a pretty incredible chance for people to get more information from you. Can you tell us kind of what you put together for us today?
Well, one of the things that we put together was we have three different actually ways for you to interact with learning more about your human design. So the first piece that we put together is we put together a $97 package that's our silver package. And in our silver package, we have the Human Design Level 1 training program, which is really an incredible introductory self-study program that helps you learn all about your own chart. Most specifically, it really helps you go through all the different types so you can learn more about your unique type, your unique strategy, how you interface with the world. And what I love about it is you don't just get to learn about yourself because you also then get to run all your friends and family's charts and start to look at who are these people I'm interacting with. So you get to really go in depth with who are you interacting with in the world too, so that you can get a very powerful awareness of who you are and how you operate, which is absolutely the most important. As I've probably beaten the drum to death today, that's the most important piece.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because if you're married to someone who has a different way of really interacting with the world, and then, of course, you have all these relationships between the different types, I mean, this could be very life-changing if you get this part just in your relationships.
Well, and actually, when I did a survey of my list a few years ago, I had 280 people respond to the survey, and they said, you know, one of the greatest benefits that they got from human design was not just what they got for themselves, but actually their ability to unconditionally love the people around them because they suddenly understood how they worked and how they operated. Now, in addition to that program, we also have some really amazing bonuses in here. With the level 1, you're also going to get some really specific deep trainings including the Generator and Manifesting Generator course, which is a little 2-hour course that's for manifesting generators and generators and people who love them. You're also going to get the Projector Survival Guide, which is a 15-hour incredible audio program that, if you're a projector, walks you through, you know, what does it mean to be a projector and how do you really live as a projector. You're also going to get one of my favorite, two of my favorite programs, actually, Deconditioning by Design, which is, it actually teaches you how to use EFT, the Emotional Freedom Techniques, in conjunction with your human design so that you can maximize your releasing process or your deconditioning process. And the Abundance by Design program, which actually walks you through where you might be stuck in terms of your financial blueprint and how to get yourself unstuck so that you can really begin to generate the finances that you need to feel supported and successful in your life. Then last, but I think not least, we also have the Soulmates by Design program that helps you identify and work with some of the energy dynamics in partnership so that you can really start to take your partnership to a very different level. So that's a, you know, that's, that right there is I think it's like over $500 worth of bonuses that go with the Human Design program, the Level 1 program, this in the Soul package.
I'm going to tell people where it is. I want to talk about the different levels, but that there's a lot of key things in that first piece that are just fascinating to me, and I love about the deconditioning, because once you learn your type and you understand how you operate, that doesn't mean necessarily that, you know, you're not going to come up with a pattern where you say, well, I'm going to do this instead, and yet you need a way to not only know what type you are, but then understand what behaviors you're going to use to move into that magical life, to move into that flow, that ease, that total connection to that energetic magic that is the universe. So the deconditioning is actually to help you unlock that. And then the abundance part of that, Abundance by Design, is to help you actually create abundance from who you really are, which I think is another key thing. We've had a lot of questions on that. I didn't say this. I know a bunch of people are asking. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N, K-A-R-E-N, now, N-E-W, K-A-R-E-N, N-O-W. So there's two words there. And 2,500 plus people got these charts. So, I mean, Karen, you've already given us a huge amount for asking nothing. And now you for people that, of those 2,500 or more, that want to get a chart or go deeper, they have a chance to take this to another level in their life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we also have created one exclusive program, which is our gold package, which offers all of the information that's in the silver level package, plus a 30-minute private session with me, which I don't normally actually do 30-minute sessions. So I put this in here just as a really a nice way for you to really connect a little bit more with your human design. You know, certainly it's a great way to get acquainted with at least some of the basics in your chart and get your feet wet and get you kind of going with understanding yourself and going a little bit more deeply into not just the type and strategy, but the nuances of what are the shapes and the colors and the lines. And then, of course, we also have a platinum package, which is everything that we've talked about, plus a 1-hour reading, which really allows you to go deep into who are you, what are you here to do, what's your life purpose, where are your strengths, where do you carry your pain, what kinds of awareness do you need to have to shift into a different place with your self-awareness. It's just an incredible process. You actually have to do homework before you come to your session so that I don't want to spend our time talking about the basic stuff. I want you to get that and have that ahead of time so that we can go really, really deep into who you really are and wake you up to the beauty and the magnificence of what you're here to do and who you're here to be.
Yeah, I want to say something about the personal session, which I believe is different than the $97 offer, which is sort of the second to the $175 and $297, is we did the personal session, and one of the things that I got from that personally was that I was okay where I was at, that I was doing and in the opportunities that I had was in the right place, and a lot of the opportunities that I had actually turned down or were coming to me, I actually decided, well, that's not really in alignment with what this chart is saying about me, so I'm not going to do that. And amazingly, I let those go, and now more opportunities that actually are in alignment with my chart and how I am and how I operate and what feels good to me actually came into my life. And now I kind of recognize those. It's sort of like I have a highlighter or like a glowing light on the things around in the universe that are in alignment with me, and I can choose them really easily. Does that make sense, Karen? Or do you have that happen with a lot of people?
It makes total sense, yeah. I mean, I see that a lot of things. You know who you are, and all of a sudden, with that awareness, you start drawing to yourself and becoming aware of the things that are in sync with the truth of who you are. And, you know, you start to let go of things like, what do I need to prove, or who do I need to prove myself to, or what do I need to do to be nice so people will like me? All of that stuff starts to go away. It doesn't go away overnight, but once you have that awareness, you really begin to move yourself consciously out of those patterns. And it really allows you, as I said, to interface with the world from a completely different place. You really live true to who you are. And when you're authentic and you're real, the things that show up in your life are sustainable and delicious.
Okay, I'm going to, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N, and then now, N-O-W. And you have on this page, it's a really good read, I love going through this, is the real reason people get stuck isn't because they're broken, messing up, or lacking willpower and character. It's because they do not know who they are and how they operate. In order to get what you want in life, you have to know who you really are, know what you really want, understand how to know what is right for you, make decisions that are correct to you, and then the fifth one, which I think is very interesting, understand how your unique energetic blueprint operates in the world. If you don't understand these five things, you will end up probably bouncing around acting as something that you're not. Tell me, is there anything you want to add to that? Because that really is sort of like, that's a big awakening. If people get that, like, it's not your fault, there's nothing wrong with you, you're not, like, you are different because you're you. Now let's just take that different energy and show you how it interacts with the greater energetic blueprint of the world. I mean, this is why we're doing this for my two sons. It's like, I don't want them to be in pain believing they're one thing but they're not. I don't want them, you know, being a fish trying to climb a tree and everyone's saying, well, you know, you're not intelligent because you can't climb a tree as a fish. And it's like, no,
absolutely.
They're a genius. Put them in the damn water and watch those kids go and get the hell out of the way. You know, and that's what I want to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, the piece that I just, for me personally, that I watch with people in design is this. They come, they sit down, they look at this chart, we do a session, and not only do they go, okay, here's X, Y, and Z, this is what I need to do, this is my awareness, they get this soul piece that I call it the secret self. It's like they actually get seen, and there's third-party confirmation because you have this piece of paper, and all of those secret hopes that people have about themselves, the magnificence that they hope through, all of that specialness that they wonder, is that really true? Am I really here for some reason? All of that gets confirmed and validated. And people walk away with, I mean, people cry in our readings a lot because they say, you see me. You really see me. And it's the first time a lot of times in their whole life that they've been given the vocabulary and the words to describe this sense inside of themselves that they're here for something important, that they are truly and magnificent and perfectly designed. They're not broken. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just unique and beautiful beings. And that's, you know, that to me is just, it's so beautiful to witness that.
It's like we walk around with this sort of belief that, yes, you know, we've got this special thing, and we get these little bitty nuggets, these little bitty impulses, but we sometimes have to really, really see something happen magical in the world or something interesting or something that says, wow, you know, I was right. And this is really when you understand how you're operating in this big energetic grid we call the universe, then you'll see that those connections happen, those energetic reactions that happen. It's like the beauty of electricity. If you don't connect the wires, you're not going to see a light bulb turn on.
Absolutely.
And we're all walking around with our wires disconnected. We don't know how we connect into this grid, and they sure as heck don't teach us this in school, you know, which is the biggest challenge. I'm going to ask you, I got one or two more questions about sort of spacing and time, because I know we're a very big group here, and I know that it can get definitely jam-packed. We've had that happen. It's at uwealthrevolution.com. facebook.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N, now, N-O-W. Now, Karen, for the people that want the sessions with you sooner rather than later, any words of advice? Because I know if we get, you know, a couple hundred people easily, you're going to be booked out.
I would very lovingly and very gently say to you, make your decision and your choice now, because I have created extra space on my calendar to do this. I don't usually do a lot of private readings. I do have space open for people to book their readings. So, but I, if you really want to get in and get in now, though, it's important for you to go ahead and do this soon. The last time we did a big teleseminar like this, we got booked almost 6 months out. So,
oh my gosh!
So
okay.
get in there and get yourself on the books. And certainly, you will have a lot of homework to do before your session, so you'll still be busy either way. But definitely, if you need to talk to me soon and you really want to get going on this, you know, take action now.
Yeah, and we'll send updates, you know, spaces, you know, just based on what's going on. But very cool. And you spend time with you. I mean, you actually review their chart. You're actually putting the full thrust of your knowledge and decade over decade of expertise in this before you talk to them, so they can get the most quickest transformation and understanding of who they are. I mean, it's really like having you on their side, finally, someone that understands you on your side to support, nurture you, and move you forward.
Absolutely. You know, I'm actually a nurse by training, and actually I was a life coach before we even had a definition for life coach. I was one of the very first members of Coachville many, many, many years ago. So, you know, not only do I, you know, let's just face it, I'm a mom and I'm a Texan. I'm going to give you practical advice on how to live out your magnificence. I'm not going to give you something that you need to go, you know, burn candles over or do a hoochie-coochie dance under the moon with. You know, you're going to get some concrete data to begin to create the life you want right now. So,
yeah. Real quick, I don't know if we mentioned this, but the Human Design Forum, I don't think we mentioned that.
That's great. When you purchase the level one, the silver package, and any of the other packages, you do get access to me. We have an open forum once a week for an hour on Mondays, and you can bring any of your questions about your charts. You'll probably want to start running your friend's charts, your lover's charts, everybody's charts. So bring your charts to forum, and you can ask any question that you have, or if you have a question that we didn't cover in your reading for some reason, bring it to forum. It's a great place to learn more about yourself and design. And that's live. Very live.
I mean, do they have like a week on this forum?
No, you can come to forum for the rest of your life if you choose.
What?
So,
wow. Okay, so literally
as long as I'm
you
there,
get
I mean.
The weekly support for the rest, I mean, for, okay, well, that's just beautiful. And that's who you are, because you've done over 2,500 of these for people already without asking anything. And so very, very cool. For someone that already has the chart generated, let's say, they got the chart from you or they don't, well, they have it, why would they want to go deeper? I mean, why wouldn't what we just covered here be enough? I mean, is there more to sort of unlock as they talk to you?
Well, the key is the more aware you become of your own unique chart, the more you're going to have some very concrete steps that you can take and some very concrete awarenesses that are going to help you much more quickly break through some of the energetic patterns that you might be living out, some of the, we call them, you know, the energy dramas, so that you can really get yourself into that place of expressing yourself authentically much more quickly. I mean, you know, people walk away, and you've probably seen this today, you know, people walk away from a reading with like these humongous profound ahas that, you know, it doesn't negate all the healing work they've done before, but it's like that missing piece that allows them to finally go into that space where they go, oh, now I understand why every step of the journey has been exactly the way it's been. I get it. And now I have that last little piece that lets me go, I can release this now. I don't have to do this anymore. I'm done.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's still a lot of spaces, so we're already getting so many people that it's, you know, get in as soon as possible. And we've got Jan, Elaine, Laura, Judy, Pamela, Julie, Joan, Warner, John, a few other people. So definitely very cool. Any closing words? I know we're going a little long, but just any final words for people or message of love or message if you're, you know, if you feel energy in the group or what people are going through or whether they're really wondering if this is for them or whether this is going to really serve them, anything that you feel coming forward that could really help them just to know they're supported one way or the other. But what do you feel coming forward?
Well, here's what I would say. you know, we are in this tremendous place of transition and transformation on the planet right now. And, you know, I think all of us have collectively been releasing karma and old beliefs and old lifetimes and energies from old lifetimes and doing all of this stuff and mastering consciousness and deliberate creation and conscious creation for the last, you know, 15, 20 years. You know, obviously a little bit longer than that for some of us, you know, if you want to go back to the 1920s. But, you know, this shift in consciousness has really culminated, I think, to a brand new place, and that new place is allowing us to live from a place that's true and authentic and pure and beautiful. And, you know, I think every one of us is incarnated on this planet at this time for a very specific reason, to play our very important role in that puzzle that is humanity. You know, I really encourage people to go deeper into this, really get the nuances and the subtleties and the strength and the power of who you are, so that you can, without resistance, without pain, without suffering, step into that role that you intended to be a part of when you got here, so that you can serve not only yourself and your loved ones and model for people what it looks like to be empowered and joyful and authentic, but also it's the greatest gift you can give the world right now. The world needs people who are aligned with Source, who are aligned with their truth, who are living it and demonstrating it and carrying it in consciousness, so we can continue to build this level of consciousness and make a dramatic and beautiful abundant shift on this planet as we are doing right now.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to share. One quick question. Kim asked, when do this work, you know, does this move me more towards my life purpose? I think we kind of know the answer there, but I mean, for someone like Kim.
As we say in Texas, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it, yeah. Wow. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being here and sharing. This was just incredible, and thank you for running all the charts and giving everybody those 2,500 gifts of chart readings and so much that you did. It's more than we've ever experienced of graciousness and love, so I just want to thank you on behalf of everybody, and people are thanking you right now as they write in, so it's definitely heartfelt here.
Well, I thank you, and I bow in honor of all of you, because each and every one of you is truly magnificent and perfectly designed, and it is just an honor to reveal that, or to be in service of revealing that to each and every one of you. So thank you all again for this opportunity, and thank you, Darius, for being the beacon that you are. I can't tell you how many emails I got that said, "Oh, you're being with Darius." They were like, all the ladies were excited, so it was great.
Well, thank you.